Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks, publisher of Wall Street Reporter. Today I am speaking with Jeff Wicks. He's the CEO of Group NBT PLC, which trades on the London Exchange. The stock symbol is NBT. Jeff, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, I'm pleased to be with you.
So NBT has really grown substantially over the last few years. It looks like almost a 400% increase in sales and earnings. What's driving that growth?
Much of our growth comes from the higher end of the markets. We concentrate on selling services into the corporate end of the market, whereas many people in the markets that we serve will concentrate on what we would describe as the mass market end of the market. So much of our growth is into the part of the market that brings us recurring revenue streams. And with those recurring revenue streams, you get a sort of locked-in growth year on year.
Okay. And how different is that? That's an interesting distinction, is that you're focused on sort of the corporate market. How different is that than the sort of mass market that we see?
We essentially work in two very broad markets. That's domain names and hosting. Excuse me. The domain name market is dominated by a handful of very large mass market players who sell domain names at very low prices. What we decided to do is to concentrate on the upper end of the market, where people are prepared to pay much more for a domain name with added value services with that domain name, which is essentially what we do. We manage portfolios of domain names, typically for larger companies, international companies, whose domain names for them are part of their intellectual property portfolio. So they're run alongside their trademarks. So they are essentially protecting their brands on the internet, whereas mass market players are really just providing domain names for people who want a small website or an email address. Or many of them are providing names to people who will trade those names or monetize them through pay-per-click advertising at a later stage. So the margins on those names are much lower.
So typically, like, what are some of the services that you provide for your corporate clients? How does that work?
Most of our customers wish to register names because they want to protect their brands in many parts of the world. So we provide a service which will allow customers to register and renew their names in any part of the world. We have relationships with pretty much all of the registrars around the world. There are around 250 countries or territories in which you can register a domain name, and there are a number of other registries for the generic, that is, the names like the extensions like .com, .net, etc. And we can look after a very broad portfolio of names for people. Of course, we publish those names to the internet, and we provide a general layer of protection for those names. We also give the customer real visibility of what they've got and how those names are being used, because very often we find that larger companies have no idea of what they have registered throughout their organization. And as a result, it's very difficult for them to protect their brands on a global basis.
So you provide essentially a turnkey solution for them to be able to do that.
That's absolutely right. Most people that start to work with us are currently trying to do it in-house, some reasonably successfully and some pretty unsuccessfully. And very often people will come to us when they've had a problem. That is, they've lost a name, they failed to renew it because the person perhaps who registered that name has left the organization, and nobody picked up the renewal of that name. Maybe it's when a company or a subsidiary is being sold, or the company is making an acquisition, and the intellectual property invested in domain names is not fully understood. And it's at times like this that companies need to have the help and advice of experts.
Mm-hmm. So I would imagine, like for any mid-size company, even they might have a portfolio of 100 or more domain names, which they need to effectively manage, because they have different expirations, different territories, those different issues.
That's absolutely right. And larger companies will have many thousands of domain names. We manage portfolios over 10,000 domain names, and we know some larger companies with portfolios larger than that.
So that's your sort of niche for NBT.
No, we manage portfolios from relatively minor portfolios to very large portfolios, but. What is important is the complexity of those portfolios. If you have 500 .coms, it's relatively easy to manage. If you have 100 domain names in 100 different countries, one in each of 100 different countries, then it's very complex to manage.
Okay, I understand. So it looks like you've done quite a few acquisitions over the last few years. Is M&A a big part of your growth strategy going forward?
We would like it to be. We did set out to grow by acquisition where it was possible. This is an international business. We have offices throughout Europe and in the U.S., and it makes sense to us to grow geographically through acquisition, where we can do that. It also makes sense for us to add product through acquisition, again, where it makes sense. So we have made a number of acquisitions. The major acquisitions we made was a company in Denmark called Askio, which had a very similar range of products to Group MBT, but in a very different geographic location. So that was very complementary. And another recent acquisition we made was Envisional, a company that has extremely good brand protection software. And that's a bolt-on product to what we're doing, because many of our domain name management customers also want us to help them protect their brands on the internet, and that we're able to do through the use of Envisional software.
And you also offer the web hosting as well, right?
We do web hosting too, web and application hosting. That we do primarily in the UK, with some hosting also in Europe.
So I would imagine that some of your potential acquisitions are, again, like, is it products which you can cross-sell to your various customers?
That's right, yep. We certainly would look at that.
Okay. So what are some of the criteria that you look for in considering some of these acquisitions? Is it size in terms of revenues, or what's a typical deal you're looking at?
Well, there are a range of things that we're looking for, but primarily what we're looking to do is to build the business geographically. So we're looking for companies that either will add scale to our domain name management business and in areas where we are currently either not or we are weak. And we are also looking for companies that will add products, as you say, that we can cross-sell, things that have a very good fit with our current product range that we can cross-sell into our existing customer base. Size is to some extent important in that it's just as easy to do a larger acquisition as a smaller acquisition. And so We'd rather bolt on at a reasonable size than do a lot of very small acquisitions.
Okay, and in terms of if you can give us a quick snapshot of the financial picture, what does that look like right now in terms of the revenues, profitability?
Well, I'm not able to give you exact results, as I'm sure you'll appreciate, but we've just completed the financial year end of June. We reported good growth at the half year. We reported revenue of 19.3 million pounds for the half year, and underlying PBTA of 3.1 million, and that was up 24% on the previous year for profit and 17% on the previous year for revenue. I of course can't give you the current numbers, but. Sorry.
How much of your business is recurring revenues?
That's actually quite a difficult question. In theory, about 90% of our revenue is recurring, but different parts of our business have different renewal characteristics. So domain name management, at least 90% of our revenue is recurring, and that is over half the company's revenue. And then for our other product lines, the revenue is not dissimilar, but because the attrition rates, the renewal rates are lower in some areas, we wouldn't suggest that we have recurring revenue of 90% across the group.
Okay, so it looks like you're holding up, quite well in the current economic environment.
So far, we have not had a significant impact of the from the current economic climate. But of course, one of the great things about a stream of recurring revenue. Whilst it is often slower to build up, once you've got that revenue, it does tend, as the name suggests, to recur. And, of course, it's slower to move away from you.
Mm-hmm. And where do you see Group NBT 3 years from now? What would the company look like?
I think that is also a very difficult question. We work essentially in the internet, and it's a very fast-moving market. So to talk about 3 years out is quite a challenge. If you look back 3 years to see what was happening in the market then, you can see there have been very significant changes just in technology and how people use the internet and the growth of the use of the internet. And it is that growth of the use of the internet that fuels our business to a very large extent. So the more people in more parts of the world have access to and use the internet for more things, then the more people will need to have and register domain names, and the more they'll need to have hosting of one sort or another. So if we look forward 3 years, our expectation is that there will be significant growth in the markets that we serve, and we would see ourselves as very well placed to take advantage of that growth. But I think okay. There's another key element for us, and that's geographic growth. Our concentration has, to a very large extent, been on our home markets. That's the UK and Europe. We are less well placed in the US, and currently we have very little business in the Far East. So over the next 3 years, we would certainly want to develop our business outside of Europe, firstly in the U.S., which is a very big marketplace, but the most competitive part of the market. And as other parts of the world start to use the internet, as broadband becomes more available, as more people have access to the internet, then we would want certainly to be developing the business more internationally.
Jeff, does the investment community completely, understand your stock? And if not, what is it that they're missing, which you would like to clarify?
I doubt very much whether most people in the investment community have a very deep understanding of what the company does. There are some very well-versed people technically in the markets and some very bright people who do have a good understanding of what we do. I think for the most part, though, people who are more generalist struggle to really appreciate the size, the speed of growth of the challenges and the opportunities in the internet sector as it impacts people like us. Trying to get the investment community to understand what we do, I think, is a slow and iterative process of just continuing to educate people as to how domain names operate, why domain names are important, and how and why people want to protect their brands on the internet. We are helped in this, though, by an increasingly good coverage in the press of the way people mistreat and infringe people's rights on the internet. So, for example, you will see an increasing number of stories about infringements, people using people's names, their brands, counterfeit goods being sold on the internet. I think this is helping to focus people's attention on how important it is to have active management and protection of a company's online intellectual property.
Okay. Now, in your opinion, why should, what are the key reasons investors should consider NBT stock today?
I think I would suggest that investors look at our track record, look at our revenue and growth over the last 4 or 5 years, to consider the market that we're serving. I think the reason that people should consider Group NBT as an investment is, I think, the continued potential for good growth in a marketplace which has a long way to go in growth terms and is not that well served by companies like us. At our end of the market, there are only a handful of companies able to do what we do.
Okay. Well, Jeff, for joining us, and we look forward to following your progress in the months ahead.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.